she hid him in her bones. I'm lying down flat on my back on the ice of Chemung. The wind is water falling over my frame, borrowing the parts I can't hang on to. He tells me he wants to die really slowly, so he doesn't miss anything. I tell him I'm not that brave. I want to miss everything. The ice wind is singing a single suspended note with no phrasing, no breath, and a benevolent intensity. He talks about disconnecting slowly, a methodic retreat into the background. In a different breath, he talks about fighting like hell to the end of everything. The hole in the ice is healing into slush, and the line is starting to freeze. I make the inside wind and the outside breath the same temperature. He's reading the signs and forecasting tomorrow. I'm taking inventory of unasked questions, wondering which holds the most regret. He starts the truck and tells me to get in. I say I'll walk. He nods, shuts the door, and then drives off the ice, stopping to wait until I turn towards the shore.